This is St. Louis Public Radio. When he takes the oath of office in January, Eric Greitens will become the first governor in decades to come from the city of St. Louis. And it's up for debate whether his status as a city dweller will make him different from other Republican officials. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores whether an urban chief executive can help tackle St. Louis's vexing problems.
On a bone-chilling Friday night in North St. Louis, Eric Greitens is pounding the frozen pavement to deliver blankets and food for people in the streets. As he walked along Kings Highway near Cabinny, Greitens got a word of support from a man that he helped.
Governor-elect, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
I'll make sure I put my vote in for you, Rick.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, God bless y'all, man.
Greitens was walking with Nightlife, a group that seeks to turn young people away from violence. As a St. Louis resident himself, Greitens doesn't need to look very far to see the poverty and crime afflicting his city. After all, his wife was a victim of an armed robbery. But even though he stressed passionate support for law enforcement during the campaign, Greitens says dealing with crime requires more than just a focus on police.
We have to make sure that these young people know that they have educational opportunities, that they have economic opportunities, and we do have to have leaders who are willing to make an effort to understand, to bring people together.
When he takes office next month, Greitens will become the first governor from St. Louis in decades. As a Republican, Greitens' political views are likely much more conservative than most St. Louis residents he encounters. But officials like Senator Jamila Nasheed say Greitens may have a better understanding of St. Louis's problems than people realize.
I think that when you have a governor from a certain geographic area, then they tend to get it.
Another person who sees benefit to Greitens' St. Louis connection is Ken McCoy. He's a pastor who helped found Nightlife, the group that Greitens joined on Friday night. Even though McCoy is generally leery of politicians, he appreciated Greitens' willingness to give time to his cause and to candidly provide his opinions on policy issues.
The fact that he's from St. Louis and he pays attention, has paid attention to what's going on in St. Louis, he sort of understands the work that we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. So this is certainly a step in the right direction. I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
One of the reasons for McCoy's cart before the horse statement is that he strongly differs with Greitens on some policy issues. That became pretty obvious inside the Wayman AME Church, where McCoy directly challenged Greitens' opposition to gun control.
And you know what an AR-15 can do. And for those of you who don't, once that bullet hits you, it starts spinning and it just starts tearing stuff up.
In response, Greitens contended stricter gun laws weren't effective in other cities. He also told Christine Stansel that he opposed expanding Medicaid, pointing to high price tags in other states. Stansel says bringing Medicaid to more people could help places like St. Louis with high concentrations of poverty.
And I think there are resources that can be used to cover the fact that these type of programs cost so much, and I think there are other ways we can be creative to get these things done.
Back on the frozen streets, Greitens says he isn't surprised St. Louis residents differ strongly with his politics. But he says that he's committed to doing what he can to foster economic development, improve city schools, and bridge historic racial divisions.
For us to turn this around, there is a role that the police have to play. There's a role that members, community leaders, that our reverends have to play. There's a role that our teachers have to play. There's a role that our companies have to play. And there's a role that I have to play as governor.
As Greitens mentioned, it will take more than just a governor to address problems that have bedeviled St. Louis for decades. But Greitens says he's willing to try, which means St. Louis will be looking for results. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.